Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bruce Zwicker, an industry expert and consultant. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to be with you this morning.
Good to talk to you. So last week, National Wood Flooring Association had a meeting. I understand the traffic was pretty good.
You know, I heard something about the traffic was going to be down, but not what I saw. Vendors seemed very happy. The traffic was good. Number of exhibitors was good. It looked the same as other NWFA expos. So I think everybody was pleased.
So this show brings mostly the craftsmen, a lot of people who like the smell of sawdust. We've got about 3,000 people there, I think, is what it normally attracts. One of the great things about the show is it not only has a trade show, but it has a lot of education seminars. I know you gave a presentation at the opening session. You had a couple of key message points. Talk about that, if you would.
Sure. Yeah, well, I was someplace between the comedian and the inspirational speaker. I spoke about the wood flooring industry, as I've done at other shows around the world, and talked about the decline in wood flooring in 2018, largely on the low-end engineered side because of primarily the multi-layer floor covering, of course. And so I reviewed a lot of stats and gave them some key messages. And then we also had a panel, too. I think it was very educational for the folks to kind of see the big picture.
Yeah. All right, so let's run through that. We just finished our annual report, so most of the numbers I'm going to be using are Santo Tercivia's and ours melded together. Basically, what we're saying is the market grew a little faster than some might imagine, primarily because we shipped a whole bunch of product into the country and put it into warehouses. And we consider that consumption because that is financial exchange. So we got the market growing almost 5%, but yet we've got the wood business going down 4%. So it still represents around 13% of the business, but it's lost some momentum. The consumer comes in, wants the wood look, and then is sold something else. And so we've got the lookalike products, and then you've also got the multi-layered flooring products that have a little thin layer of wood on top. So those are the two culprits for taking share away from wood flooring, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, that number of minus four, I think we all know it could be minus two, it could be minus six. The statistics just aren't that good enough. And you've got some inventory build pre-tariff of wood flooring. It's a little hard to say exactly what's happening, but generally speaking, you'd have to say it's in decline and it's in that lower-end engineered wood for sure, for all the reasons you just cited.
Right. So we've got the Trade Association that hosted this show. They've come up this year. We've talked about it multiple times, the Real Wood, Real Life campaign. They're trying to inform the consumer, mostly on the Internet, about the benefits of buying real wood product. Now, one of the things I was curious about, they've defined wood because to promote wood, you've got to define what wood is. And it seems to be there's three tiers in their definition, and there's some debate about that third tier, right? Talk about that.
Sure. The three tiers are solid, which is the top of it, solid wood through and through, and then an engineered floor, but essentially all wood. And then the third one is, as you say, it's basically some kind of composite with a wood layer on top. These three definitions mirror what the European definition is, and they're ahead of us, by the way, by a few years on this topic. I think the debate is a couple things. One, people wonder if the NWFA is saying, well, you know, this third category is real wood and we should be promoting it. And the answer to that one is no. It is in the definition, but is not something the NWFA as an organization promotes, because the NWFA doesn't promote anything. But that third definition puts up a wall, which basically says if it looks like wood but doesn't have any wood component, it isn't wood. So that's number one. Number two is the debate about whether or not there should be a definition as to the thickness of that layer in that third level of definition. And that's been debated pretty rigorously. There's beliefs that you kind of go down the rabbit hole if you try to start defining it. There's debates about performance characteristics. And in the end, the NWFA decided not to try to define the thickness, and that's still probably something that people will be talking about.
Yeah, let me talk about that for a second. We're talking about that third level, the lowest level on the hierarchy of what qualifies as wood. And we're talking about a multi-layered floor that might even have a polymer-based core, and it has, in many cases, a thin, real wood surface veneer on top. And I want to point out that in Europe, they dictate the thickness. It has to be at least what equates to be around a 16th of an inch thick in veneer. to qualify as real wood flooring. And there's some people that would like us to follow that European lead. And then there's other people over here who say that, well, if it's that thick, it affects the performance. So there's been a lot of debate about that, and that's probably something that needs a little bit more decision on.
Yeah, you know, it's up to the NWFA and its board as to whether or not to reopen the discussion to define that thickness. And you have a Wood Flooring Association for the purpose of trying to provide clarity, so, you know, they may or may not open up that discussion, but you're absolutely right. That is the debate. But the main things are that there is at least a definition that says if it looks like wood but isn't any component of it wood, it's not. But the real emphasis for the NWFA is the promotion of real wood of the first two categories, which is really up to the membership, as opposed to saying, well, the third category is also something that the association's trying to promote. That's just not the case.
Well, Bruce, it sounds a little bit like some things that go on in Washington. I mean, we're not going to promote that third category, but we're going to let you say it's wood.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good comparison. These things are tough.
They are. You want to talk about the Kentucky Derby?
I actually saw that. I couldn't believe it.
All right, Bruce, one other little quick thing I want to talk about before we run out of time is the RSA's role. If the consumer's coming into the store, and I think your slides even show that it's better than 50% of wood sales in the replacement sector where, you know, homeowners coming in, they want to upgrade what they've got on the floor. They're coming in to buy wood flooring. They ask for wood flooring. And then what's the RSA doing? Oftentimes what we're hearing is the RSA will say, you could have this floating product clicked in, installed, and since they're paid on commission, they get their commission check faster. The downside is they've just gotten less money out of the consumer because that click product is probably cheaper, and so their commission check's going to be smaller. So they're opting to go for the quicker pay, although a lower pay, because they know they can get an installer in less than a week to do it. Have you heard any of that?
Oh, absolutely. In all product categories, we're all the victim of what's going to happen at the point of sale and those retail salespeople in the remodeling sector across all those independents and anywhere, and even in the mega retailers. But it's really up to the owners, presidents, CEOs, whatever, of retailers of floor covering to recognize that they've got to train their people and motivate them to sell something that's going to be more valuable to the business, and then make sure the incentive system points them in that direction. Otherwise, exactly what you said is going to happen is they go to the lowest common denominator, the easy sale, get them in, get them out. It's happening. The NWFA has tools on its Real Wood site to help people understand the product. So there's two pieces to this Real Wood campaign. One is, you know, get information to the sellers so that they do the proper job of selling real wood. And then secondly, educating the consumer of the differences and explaining that some of the claims that they may be seeing in something that mimics wood, they need to look at pretty closely before buying something that truly isn't wood and has all the benefits of wood.
Okay, Bruce, thanks so much for updating our listeners and letting them get a view of what happened down in Fort Worth, Texas. Again, been talking to Bruce Wicker about the NWFA show that happened last week, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.